Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the podcast dictionary podcast thing. It is what is happening right now. The first word for this episode, no, I didn't have a stroke there. The first word for this episode is assert, A-S-S-E-R-T. This is a transitive verb from circa 1604. One, to state or declare positively and often forcefully or aggressively. Two, A, to demonstrate the existence of, as in, assert his manhood. And that is a quote from James Joyce. In this day and age, I think people probably should not be asserting their manhood as much as they used to, because that we live in a different time, people. Don't do that. 2B, we have these synonyms posit and postulate or postulate. Assert oneself is a phrase that means to speak or act in a manner that compels recognition, especially of one's rights. The etymology says this is from Latin assertus, which is from the verb asserere, which is from ad plus serere, which means to join, and there's more at the word series. Not the electronic voice that you talk to on your phone. This is like the world series, a series of things. All right, we have some synonym information for assert. Assert, declare, affirm, protest, and avow mean to state positively, usually in anticipation of denial or objection. Assert implies stating confidently without need for proof or regard for evidence, as in, asserted that modern music is just noise. Well, you know, that's subjective. Declare stresses open or public statement, as in, declared her support for the candidate. Affirm implies conviction based on evidence, experience, or faith, as in, affirmed the existence of an afterlife. I would love some affirmation of that, some confirmation, affirmation, some proof. I've heard too many stories from people, which you can hear some of these stories on my wife's podcast, Horse Talk Horror, because they have a number of episodes about the ghost stories and the paranormal and things like that. But I've heard too many stories that are kind of hard to explain and are almost proof that there is something that we don't understand. We call it the paranormal. And so I have no proof personally, but I feel like I can't not believe that there's something based on all those experiences. Okay, next is protest. Emphasizes affirming in the face of denial or doubt, as in, protested that he really had been misquoted. Avow stresses frank declaration and acknowledgement of personal responsibility for what is declared, as in, avowed that all investors would be repaid in full. And another synonym says, see in addition the word maintain. We are going to move on to assertedly. This is an adverb from 1937. By positive and usually unsubstantiated assertion. A synonym is allegedly. Next, we have assertion. This is a noun from the 15th century. The act of asserting. Also, the synonyms declaration and affirmation. Next is assertive. This is an adjective from circa 1619. One, disposed to or characterized by bold or confident assertion, as in an assertive leader. Yeah, leaders kind of need to be assertive. Number two, having a strong or distinctive flavor or aroma, as in assertive wines. Then we have a synonym. It says, see the word aggressive. Assertively is an adverb and assertiveness is a noun. Next is assertiveness training. Two words. This is a noun from 1975. A method of training individuals to act in a bold, self-confident manner. I think to an extent that's good. As I've mentioned in the past, you don't want to be overly confident, but there's a lot of people, myself included, that tend to have maybe low self-esteem or just low confidence, and I think some level of training or practicing to get some extra self-confidence is a good thing. Next we have asses, A-S-S-E-S. This is a plural of as, A-S, or of Ass, A-S-S. Yeah, I think I remember that as was a, was that a Roman coin, an as, A-S, and then the plural is asses, or there's also the donkey relative ass, or your buttocks ass, and so the plural is asses. Okay, next we have assess, A-S-S-E-S-S. This is a transitive verb from the 15th century. One, to determine the rate or amount of as a tax. 2A, to impose as a tax according to an established rate. 2B, to subject to a tax, charge, or levy until the levy breaks. 3, to make an official valuation of property for the purposes of taxation. 4, to determine the importance, size, or value of, as in, assess a problem. 5, to charge a player or team with a foul or penalty. We have a synonym. It is the word estimate or estimate. Assessable is an adjective that is something that is able to be assessed. The etymology says this is from Middle Latin assessus, which is from the verb accedere, which is Latin, means to sit beside, or also assist in the office of a judge. Well, that's highly specific. And there's more at the word assize, A-S-S-I-Z-E. I don't think I'm familiar with that, but it looks like we are going to read that at the very end of this page, 74, which is two more episodes, in case you're super curious. You just cannot wait. All right, next we have assessment. This is a noun from 1534. One, the action or an instance of assessing. Synonym is appraisal. Two, the amount assessed. Next is assessor with an O-R. You could also just say assessor. This is a noun from the 14th century. One, an official who assists a judge or magistrate. And I feel a burp coming on. Let's see what happens. Number two, one that assesses, especially an official who assesses property for taxation. Next, we have the word asset. This is a noun from 1531. One is plural. There's 1B, 1A and 1B. Both of them must be plural. So 1A, the property of a deceased person subject by law to the payments of his or her debts and legacies. So we're talking about assets here. 1B, the entire property of a person, association, corporation, or estate applicable or subject to the payment of debts. Number two, we have the synonyms advantage and resource, as in his wit is his chief asset. It's not mine. I wish I were wittier, because I could come up with wittier comments during this podcast, which is why I like to have guest readers, because it brings a whole new perspective to things. All right, here we go with 3A, an item of value owned. 3B is plural, the items on a balance sheet showing the book value of property owned. 4, something useful in an effort to foil or defeat an enemy, as 4A, a piece of military equipment. 4B, we just have the synonym spy. Next, we have asseverate. I think that's how it's pronounced. A-S-S-E-V-E-R-A-T-E. Oh, you know what? I have some etymology for asset. Back formation from the word assets, singular, sufficient property to pay debts and legacies. From the Anglo-French, assets, with a T-Z at the end. From asse, or assez, which is spelled A-S-E-Z. That means enough. From the Latin ad satis, which is from ad plus satis, which means enough. And there's more at the words at, A-T, or the word sad. Okay, here we go with asseverate. This is a transitive verb from 1749, to affirm or declare positively or earnestly, as in, he always asseverated that he did not know. That is a quote from G.K. Chesterton. Asseveration is a noun, and asseverative is an adjective. The etymology is from Latin asseveratus, which is from the verb asseverare. I don't know if you can hear my stomach growling. That is from ad plus severus, which means severe. I have to mention Severus Snape here. That's his first name, right? Severus. So his name means severe Snape. Okay. Last word for this episode is, get ready for it. It is the word asshole. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. This is a noun from the 14th century. One, usually vulgar. It is the synonym anus. Number two, A, also usually vulgar. A stupid, incompetent, or detestable person. Two, B, usually vulgar again. The worst place. And that is used in phrases like asshole of the world. I don't know if I've used it in terms of places, but I guess that makes sense. I remember when I first started doing this, my wife said, what are you going to do when you get to the words like, you know, asshole and things like that? Because I have specifically called this podcast not explicit. I feel like if these are words in the dictionary, you know, it's not like we're using them in a mean way. I'm just giving you the definitions. So, you know, if you want to report these episodes as explicit or whatever, that's fine. I can tag them that way. But I feel like they shouldn't be. So that is it. I don't know. I thought I had something else to add on to that, but I forgot it. All right. I mean, I kind of want to pick that as the word of the episode, but I feel like that's just, you know, not the most witty thing to do. Let's see. Well, we'll just use the word assert as the word of the word of the episode, just because it was the longest one, and I can't think of anything else. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.